Robert Matthew, a Catholic faithful living in Juba, says he believes Pope Francis' visit to South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo was cancelled due to security and political reasons, not because of his knee injury, as communicated by the Vatican.
Why is it that South Sudan is not able to come and is able to go to Canada? So there might be some reason. This could be led to political issues and political ground. Because the intention of Pope was to come to South Sudan and visit the various IDPs camp in the country.
Shortly after the pontiff's visit to South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo was cancelled for early July, the Vatican announced an arrangement for the pontiff to visit Canada the last week in July. Pope Francis has decided to send the Vatican's second highest ranking official in his place, Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin, to visit Juba and Kinshasa July 1st to 8th, the same dates he was to visit Africa. Matthew says he's disappointed because Cardinal Parolin's visit doesn't carry the same weight as that of the Pope.
His presence itself will send a lot of messages, you know, to our people. But now it has made a lot of changes because this is the hope. You know, a Pope is visiting South Sudan, the father in faith he was visiting.
Tapping Michael, another Catholic faithful in Juba, says he too had high expectations when he heard Pope Francis would be visiting South Sudan.
The Pope is like the president of the entire Catholic Church across the globe. And so him not coming reduces the hope. At a personal level, it has reduced my expectations because I was expecting a lot of things from his coming.
Michael says he believes if Pope Francis would have come to Juba, it would have pushed the South Sudan's leaders to implement the pending task in the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. Father Samuel Abbe, the general coordinator for the papal visit to South Sudan, says the Catholic Church remains committed to providing the same reception to Cardinal Parolin as it would have given to the Pope.
We are keeping the momentum regarding the preparation. The choir is ongoing, the same choir that was prepared for the Pope. They still continue to prepare the same song as we were expected to celebrate that day with the Pope. So the same singing, the same preparation, with apart from maybe other slight things, will remain the same.
Father Abbe says the slight changes include the number of meetings the Pope was scheduled to attend, but he says the Secretary of State will hold a meeting with President Salva Kiir Mayardit. Father Abbe strongly denies the Pope's cancellation was politically motivated.
There is no any political implication. The whole issue is about his health. And as for now, he has scheduled and determined to go to Canada. That tells us that he's improving on his knee. And that gives us hope that he will come back. He will reschedule his coming back to Congo and South Sudan.
On April 11, 2019, Pope Francis kissed the feet of President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar during a two-day spiritual retreat at the Vatican. The pontiff called the event a pilgrimage for peace and urged the former rivals to implement the 2018 peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.